Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God is Love. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn this evening to the gospel account of John, 13th chapter, and then also to 1 John. Actually, go to 1 John first. 1 John 4, and then John chapter 13. 1 John 4:7 says, "Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God and knows God." Now you almost have to stop and dissect that because we've sung that little song, you know, and that's all right, but people think they know it because they know the little song. Huh? "Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loves is what? Born of God, and what? Knows God." Being born of God is not the same thing as knowing God to appreciable degrees. You can be born again and know very little about God. And this will open up this whole epistle to you if you realize that every time he says know God, do not just equate that to being saved. He's talking about beyond. Of course, when you get born again, you meet him. You are acquainted with him. But you know, just because you meet somebody doesn't mean you know a whole lot about them. You and I could walk up after the service and shake hands and talk for 15 minutes, but could you walk away and say, "I really know Brother Keith"? A lot of times we ministers are at a disadvantage because you've heard us pour out our insides on tapes and books and everything else for years, and you know us and we don't know you. But it does make you feel, even though you haven't met somebody personally, it makes you feel like you know a lot about them. And in some cases you do. But just because you're born again doesn't mean that you know a whole lot about God. It's at that moment you begin to walk with him, and the more you walk with him, you know him. But knowing him is inseparable from knowing love. Isn't that what it said? "He that loves is born of God and knows God. He that loves not," what? "Knows not," does not know God. Now that is a strong statement, isn't it? Yeah, but what if they can quote a lot of scriptures? Could you say that if they don't love, but they quote a lot of scriptures, that means they don't know God? That they talk in tongues, but the love is not there. Do they know God? For, what does verse 8 say, the last part? "For God is love." I want you to say that three times from your heart. For God is love. For God is love. Again. For God is love. Hallelujah. Now for some months, the Lord has been ministering to me about this subject, and it has already changed my life forever. And I see it as a central key to this higher plane we're talking about of living. Don't think about that as a fairy tale. How many realize you live on a higher plane now than you used to? Yes. See, we're not just talking to be talking here. Is it possible you could live on as much higher plane again as where you have attained already? Yes. That'd be quite something, wouldn't it? I mean, there's a lot of us, our life has radically changed from 10, 20 years ago. Right? Could it change that much more again? Yes. What would life be like then? Not only can it be that way, it's supposed to be that way. If it doesn't happen that way, you and I are not obeying, we're not doing what He's telling us to do. But we have to, we can't put our spiritual development in our terms. We have to cooperate with Him. We can't tell Him how to develop us. And one thing that He said to me, and it just keeps unfolding the more we look at it. He said to me, Keith, He said, you and so many in your groups, in the circles we run into, my charismatic word of faith, you have taught love like it's one of the primary subjects. You teach on healing, and you teach on prosperity, and you teach on righteousness, and you teach on the authority of the believer, and you teach on peace, and you teach on love. He said, wrong. He said, I am love. Love is not to be a subject you also teach on. Everything you teach is to be of and from and through love. It's to be permeated with love. You cannot teach faith properly without a strong emphasis on love. Our faith works and operates how? By love. I mean, you could teach a seminar right there as to why folk are having trouble with the faith walk, right? I mean, you can't talk about righteousness. You can't talk about authority. You can't talk about any of these things with any understanding or with any true progress unless you get into the aspect of love, because if not for love, there would be no redemption. There would be no righteousness. There would be no authority. But it all works by this. If this is not central in our hearts and in our thinking, then we don't know God if we don't know love. I want to challenge you to do something for the next few months. And it may stick with you longer than that, but for the next few weeks especially, and if the Lord leads you, continue it on out for some months. Every time you hear or see the word God in the Scriptures or anywhere else, substitute for it the word love. And it'll open up this thing to you by degrees. Is it true that God is love? It's true. Not just something He has. This is what He is. Amen. And if you're not thinking in the love vein, you're not thinking in God's vein. If you're not seeing through the love perspective, you don't see it like God sees it. If you don't present it or deal with it through and by love, then you're not doing it by the Spirit of God. To whatever degree you're doing it apart from love is in the flesh. I know I've had ministers say to me before, I'm thinking of one guy right now, bless his heart, he was so adamant, and he was talking about somebody didn't like the way he preached or presented something. He said, well, that's just their problem. He said, because it's my job to give them a truth. It's just my job to give them the truth. And if they don't like it, then it's tough. They can just do what they want to with it, but I gave them the truth. I said, wrong. He said, what do you mean wrong? I said, that's not true. The Scripture says in Ephesians that we are to speak the truth in love, and that's how we grow up in Him. Right? No. The way you present it can determine how and even if it's received. No, it's not just our job to give people the truth. Slap it on the plate. Raw. Huh? Somebody said, well, it's food. It's my job to give you the food. No, it helps if you'll take a little time to prepare it properly and to season it and to garnish it. I mean, presentation is worth something, don't you think? It can make all the difference whether you think, yeah, I want to put that in my mouth, or whether you think, no, I want to leave and go somewhere else. Right? How it's presented. The proverb says, the sweetness of the lips increases learning. Yes. Well, man, if we're interested in that, and this is not just for preachers now, this is for you talking to your 5-year-old. That's right. Huh? Amen. Or for you conversing with your spouse. It's not just what you say, but it's how you say it. The words that you use. We need to believe God for a vocabulary. Sometimes you can say the same thing, just use different words and different tones. And it's the difference between being received and loved or shut down and despised. I know some years ago I was praying about some things and I could just see some things in a person's life that I cared about. It was so crystal clear. And, you know, if they just do this, then this would straighten out. And the Lord said to me, He said, son, it's not what they need. It's not what you see. It's what will they receive. I think a lot of us that have gotten in the Word and learned some things, and it's pretty much the standard that you make some mistakes along this line, trying to tell somebody something because it's obviously the answer. I don't care how right you are, you can be so wrong in telling them. It's not what you see. It's not what you know. It's not what you're sure of. It's not what you're right about. It's not what they need. What is it? What will they receive? And who knows that? The Holy Ghost knows it. God knows it. And God is love. He knows what they'll receive, and He knows how it should be presented so they will receive it. Is it true that in our one-on-one ministering, in our churches, in our ministries, that how much of the Word of God is received is being affected by how it's being presented? Is it true that the sweetness of the lips increases learning? That if we learn how to present things with more love and with more wisdom, that the revelation level could jump up? Then this is more than a small thing.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God is Love, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 5th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Faith of God who gives me life.